Charlie, in Interior Chinatown, you explore the impact of the very familiar ways Asian Americans are typically presented within the popular culture. And anyone who's ever turned on a TV will find these cringingly familiar. And I think that familiarity is really at the heart of this book.
Yeah, it is. And I'm glad you highlighted that. It really was kind of the original thing that I was trying to get at. You know, I grew up in the 80s and 90s, basically never seeing Asians on screen. And when I did see them, it was often in these very kind of minor and very stereotypical roles. And, you know, I think the book was me trying to wrestle with what this does, both internally for, you know, someone who has to watch that and say, okay, that's the representation of me or my family or my community. But I think also what it does to everyone else as well, which is when you only see certain groups in this very limited, sometimes physical location, like a Chinatown setting, and you see them speaking with accents or you see them doing martial arts, and all of their storylines have to do with some sort of cultural difference or some sort of horrible secret, you know, that dishonored the family. It really skews the perception, right? I mean, for many people, this might be the main way they interact with Asian Americans is through these stories. I mean, if you don't live in a big city where there's lots of Asians, you may think, oh, that's interesting. This is a sort of like window into this community. And I think even if you do, it can have a warping effect